Fake electors indicted. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. Arizona indicts allies of former President Trump over a 2020 fake elector scheme, including Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows, and attorney Rudy Giuliani.
Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays revealing a grand jury has indicted 11 people connected to former President Trump's 2020 campaign as part of an alternate elector scheme to allegedly overturn President Biden's win.
These charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy.
Explaining the individuals who were nominated to be Arizona's Republican electors are accused of submitting a certificate to Congress falsely declaring former President Trump the victor in the state.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Meadows and Giuliani are among seven defendants whose names were not immediately released. Former President Trump is described as an unindicted co-conspirator. Anti-Israel protesters at Columbia University and other elite colleges just got a major endorsement from a senior leader of Hamas. Speaker Mike Johnson referenced that Hamas endorsement when he visited Columbia University on Wednesday.
They called them the future leaders of America. They have screamed at those who bear the Star of David.
This is protest on campuses from California to the University of Texas, and protesters clashing with police, dozens arrested at UT.
From Gaza to Mexico.
Police at the University of Texas Austin made more than 20 arrests. The Student Affairs Division there warned the school is not going to tolerate campus disruptions during finals. Video shows police first asking demonstrators to peacefully disperse. Protesters chanted, "Pigs go home."
Pigs go home! Pigs go home!
Fox's Matt Fenn reporting at least 50 protesters arrested at the University of Southern California and it's closing its UPC campus. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Supreme Court hears arguments about whether Idaho's strict abortion law conflicts with a federal emergency care law.
Opponents to Idaho's tough abortion law say it means women who may lose their reproductive organs or go through another health emergency have to be airlifted out of state to get an abortion. But the federal law, the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act, says federally funded hospitals have to provide stabilizing care to patients. Justice Sonia Sotomayor questioning if the Idaho law overrides the federal law.
Idaho says, sorry, no abortion here.
Idaho's Attorney General Raul Labrador.
Idaho's law and EMTALA are consistent. They both seek to protect the lives of women and their unborn children.
Doctors face 5 years in prison if they violate Idaho's law. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Arizona taking action on its controversial 1864 abortion ban. The state house voting to repeal it Wednesday and sending the bill to the state Senate. The judge in former President Trump's hush money trial is weighing whether to charge him for violating his gag order. The former president again criticizing Judge Juan Merchan.
This time exclusively telling Fox News Digital that Merchan thinks he's above the U.S. Supreme Court after Merchan denied Trump's request to attend arguments about presidential immunity. Instead, Trump will be here in Manhattan in court in a trial that he says is rigged.
Fox's Nate Foy. Spring breakers in Georgia got a bit too rowdy for police this year.
Tybee Island police say officers made 54 arrests and issued more than 100 traffic tickets at the annual Orange Crush party on Georgia's largest public beach. It's believed more than 6,000 people were there for what has become a yearly celebration of spring.
Fox's Gernal Scott. And stocks ended mixed. I'm Carmen Roberts. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.